got deck of cards on his knee. He said, "Hey, y'all, want to play some cards?" I said, "I'd like to, Daddy, but I'm taking Becky Lou to the dance." He said, "Well, I had a game of strip poker in mind." I said, "Daddy, strip poker? I ain't playing no strip poker with my girlfriend and you." He said, "What's the matter, boy? You chicken? You chicken? Hey, Becky Lou, how's it feel to go out with a chicken boy?" "That's all right if you're afraid, son." I said, "I bet you Becky Lou's not afraid, are you, honey?" She said, "Well, I have played once or twice in slumber party." I said, "You what?" She said, "Well, I play with the girl." He said, "Well, this is really spicy when you play with the guy. But if y'all are too scared, if y'all are yellow bellies, I guess I'll just play me some solitaire." I said, "I ain't scared. Are you scared?" Becky Lou said, "No, I ain't scared." I said, "All right, Daddy, deal." We sat in a circle around the coffee table in the living room. Daddy dealt and said, "Uh-oh. We played out the hand." Said, "Looks like I lose." Takes off his shirt, and there he is sitting with his big old nasty hairy chest and the hairy armpits hanging out. So he deals another round. I stood pat. Becky Lou took two. Daddy just folded. Said, "Oh no, I got nothing that matches here. Looks like I lose again." Now he's down to his underwear. You see, we started. We had shoes and socks. He had a lot of stuff. Daddy just had his shirt and his pants on, and now he's down to just his nasty underwear. So he deals, but now I'm getting a little nervous. Becky Lou's shifting uneasily. Neither one of us had lost nothing. Daddy deals the cards again. He goes, "Wouldn't you know, I lose again. Oh, how embarrassing." He takes off his underwear and sits down with me all together in front of my girlfriend, Becky Lou, my cousin. I'm thinking, Daddy, I think this is going far enough. He said, "No, it ain't, boy. You got to give me a chance to win my clothes back." He's just sitting there like that, looking at Becky Lou. She's looking at him and trying to avert her eyes. But he's just looking at her and smiling there. Finally, Daddy says, "Uh-oh, looks like something's happening here." But she just turned and ran. All the color drained from her face as she stood there, looking at Daddy swaying in the breeze. She went running down the block. She said, "Don't you never call me again, Nino. Don't you never call me." I went running back in the house. Daddy was chucking, pulling on his bitches. I said, "Daddy, look what you did." He said, "I knew that Martin Deck would come in handy for something someday." I said, "Martin Deck? You mean you made yourself lose? Why?" He said, "Well, it's a lot more fun than flashing ladies down at the bus stop. That's why."